I love it. Great coaching staff. They know what's going on. They know what they're working with, the players they got. They know how to use it, so whatever.
What are the challenges of working at two different spots like that for you?
Just learning the playbook, learning what's going on, knowing our defense, knowing what to do. It's all the challenges. It's moving around great for us and great for the guys. Help us and keep the offense thinking a lot about what we're going to be for each play.
You like that better than just playing at one spot?
I love it.
What do you think the emotions will be in the stadium this Sunday?
I think
this community's been hit so hard and season opener.
I think it's going to be crazy. Hope everybody come out and be supportive. I think it's going to be real big. Get the people what they're waiting for. A great season for us. We've been working hard all camp for this game and the opening, so we come out here and give them a show.
Will it be hard to contain those emotions?
Nah, man, I'm ready to play, man. I've been waiting a long time to come out here and get back going for this season, and I'm looking forward to it.
Like you're saying, you've had some years where you're looking forward to just getting on the field. Now are you looking forward to building off of what you've been doing?
Yeah, I'm building off of last year. Expecting big things of myself and his defense and just overall team. And it starts Sunday.
Do you have specific goals you're trying to reach personally?
Nah, man, just be better than I was last year. I think I'm going to do that this year, so looking forward to that. And trying to be good. And team goals, just try to get to the Super Bowl like every year. And start with Jacksonville Jaguars. We got to go out there and beat them Sunday.
Jenny, what do you see of Blake Bortles on tape? He played against him for like
8 years now. He's an athletic quarterback. He can run.
What else about their offense stands out, J.D.?
They got some great running backs and some great receivers, some good receivers. And we got to go out there and do our job like always, stop the run and, you know, cover the guys up, win on third down, and try to get off the field.
You know what this defense did last year.
Yeah.
How much better can this defense be now that you have some more weapons back? You guys one more year into it. Some thoughts on that?
I went good as we want to be. We just got to work to keep getting better and better. And I think as a whole defense right now, I think we're doing that. All the guys coming together, work every day, and we're getting better. We see that out of each player, everybody see that out of each other. So start Sunday.
How can you get better?
Come to work and keep working on everything you're not good at. You know, learn more about the guy beside you and the people you're going up against. That's going to make you a better player. So film studying and everything. So, yeah.
Where do you feel like you're improved?
I improved a little bit everywhere, I think. Taking care of myself in the study room, learning more about the people I'm going against, my opponents, and learning more about my own game, what I need to work on, like using my hands better. So I'm looking forward to going out here and showing you that I've worked on it this offseason and try to get and show the fans what I've been doing.
What's it been like working with Vrabel?
Oh, it's great. Vrabel, good quarterback. I mean, good D coordinator. He's smart, man. It's kind of crazy when you listen to him talk. He talks so fast, but he got so much. He knows so much football, and he's the best coach I've been around.
You've had him on the sidelines now with you the last couple of years.
Yeah, right? Smart. Yeah, he tell you what to look for keys, and kind of give you the heads up on certain plays to look for, each formation. And when you got a coach like that, you go out there and slow the game down for you. So you see certain formation, you're like, oh, there's only three plays. They're running out of this. So I love him. So I love to have him right there.
What do you guys think of DJ now at the nose tackle?
Oh, man, big piece of this defense. I think he underrated. People don't know that about that in this league. I think DJ underrated, and he come to work and grind every day. And nobody moving the guy, so he the big piece of this defense. It started with him in the middle of our defense. And we just got to come on with it around him, and I think we all going to put it together this year and try to do something special.
Nobody's going
to
move him,
Nah, nobody ain't moving DJ. Hey, big guy. Talking
about scouting your opponents, one of them this week is going to be Cam Robinson, yeah. Obviously a rookie. Are you guys going to be looking at his Alabama tape, and if so, what
are
you?
Yeah, we're just trying to beat all of them up front. It's just him. I don't care who we line up in front of. I think the guys around us, we can beat anyone with them. We're just going to go ahead and try to do our job and get it done, get a win.
How eager are you to just unleash for the quarter?
Oh, man, I'm very excited about it. We ain't played a whole game since last season, getting these couple of plays here and there doing preseason is kind of hard. You get going, you build up, follow a couple of plays, then you want to play the whole game. But it's coming up fast Sunday, and looking forward to it and going against Cam Robinson and whoever else they put out there in front of me.